I'm going to give the camera team a little bad time today. I'm going to come down here with you guys and mess them up. Come on, follow me. We're going to get more lights down here, but I'm not going to be here too long, okay? I just want to talk to you about a couple things. Growth Track starts next week, 101. And if you haven't, how many have been through Growth Track? Raise your hand. Okay, there's some of you that haven't been to Growth Track. We're going to change the name of that because we need to let you know it's a way to connect to Living Word. Amen? We appreciate you visiting and being a part of us, but we want you to be on our team. Glory to God. Amen? Come on. How many of you know we're a team? Pastor, us pastors can't do it all. And we've had some great events. We have Character Breakfast coming up and the marriage seminar. So many things happening already this new year. Hallelujah. Remember, we celebrated our 40th year last year and new beginnings, okay? New beginnings. So I encourage you to get on board. It's between the first service and second service. Make arrangements to start. It's 4 weeks, and you will be blessed. And we'll be blessed because you'll get to know our DNA. How many of you know that every church has a different particular DNA? We're different from the church down the street. Amen? We're all called of God, but we're different. Amen? We have a different flavor and so on and so forth. So I encourage you to do that. Next week, 101. Praise God. And, you know, Connect Group starts this week, right? Well, some of them. Okay, second week of February. Okay, all right. So next week, a lot of things are starting a week from now. Don't miss on Sunday nights because Sunday nights is different. If you want a touch from God, it's just how many of you enjoy your Sunday night services? Hallelujah. Come on, give a hand. Glory to God. I mean, whoever, Pastor Judy, Pastor Mike, myself, who's ever ministering, we always allow a time for the Holy Spirit to move, and just don't miss it. And there was other things on my mind, but I forgot what they were. Hallelujah. I need more coffee this morning. How many of you enjoying being off the fast? Okay. Hallelujah. I seen they had a big box of donuts up in the media room today. And Dunkin' Donuts, I said, if those were Krispy Kreme, they'd all be gone. I'm glad there's no Krispy Kremes around, aren't you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, after you, I noticed after you go 21 days of a Daniel fast or cutting down on your food intake or whatever, you start eating the junk that you did before and you start feeling so lousy. Somebody say, not me, I love it. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. New beginnings. Say new beginnings. New beginnings and increase. We're going to go over Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19 this morning. Glory to God. And don't enter to this new season in your life with old baggage. We talked about that last week. And I want to remind you because the enemy will always knock on your door with your suitcases. Your old baggage. Don't accept it. All right? Don't take it back. You know, growing up, they always had altar calls, you know, just come and leave your burdens to the Lord and so on and so forth. And the congregation would come up and symbolically leave their burdens at the altar. And before they go back to their seat, they pick them up and take them back. Amen? But I mean, seriously, leave it at the cross. Hallelujah. There's scripture after scripture, New Testament, where, you know, the apostles and Jesus said, you know, don't be anxious for anything. Pray, you know, just cast your care upon me, for I care for you. And he loves you. Amen? So the brand new year, brand new season, don't listen to the false media. I was on my way to Dunkin' Donuts to give me some coffee this morning. And I, how many of you listen to Cooner? Some of you do? Okay, I just had to just get the update. And he said, you know, we're at war with Russia. I said, well, praise God, we're at war with the devil. Amen? We'll deal with Russia another time, but glory to God. We're in warfare. But you know what? The Lord Jesus already won our battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anything to get you stirred up. Okay. Isaiah 43, do not remember the former things, nor Consider. What is that word, consider? That means you're giving thought to it. It's in your thought processes. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we have to guard our heart above all things, for out of our heart, the Bible says, flows the issues of life. So we have to consider not the old things, things that have, you know, we've allowed to drag us down and bring defeat into our life. We need to put those things behind us. Amen? Because God's, and actually, God can't do a new thing until we do that. We can't stop into the new one, and God is God. I mean, God all-powerful, but he can't do anything new in our life until we get out of the old. Amen? So that's why this is such a strong statement to the children of Israel. He says, don't consider the things of old, because I'm going to do a new thing, and now it will spring forth. Now, how many of you are looking for now? Not 3 months. Amen? Not 6 months. Not by December. If God can just squeeze it in. But right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, and we've made this confession, you know, and I don't think it's correct. I know it's God's timing a lot of times, but a lot of times we've tried to apologize for God. Like, you know, he always waits to the last minute. How many of you have already thought of that? You know, God always waits to the last. And yeah, sometimes it seems like that. Amen? But maybe it's our faith that hasn't taken it sooner, all right? We're vacillating between hope and faith and whatever. I hope it happens, and then we get into faith and back and forth. We've got to stay steady, amen, in the things of God. It says, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So God is on the move. Hallelujah. So this morning I want to talk about stepping in to our increase and greatness with God. Stepping in. Amen? You got to step into it. You got to have forward motion. And Psalms 17:21, it says this. You shall increase, this is Psalmist saying, Lord, you shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. That needs to be your confession, amen, this year, hallelujah. Glory to God that you are comfort on each side. You are surrounded, come on, with the presence of God, the glory of God, hallelujah, every one of you. Praise God. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Now, there's three words I want to deal with this morning. One is increase, greatness, and comfort. And that's God's will for you in 2023. Increase, greatness, and comfort. Hallelujah. Increase means to do this, to break through and to force through, to take your increase by force. In other words, you're not going to settle for anything less than increase in your life, because this is a season of increase. This is a season of new beginning. So you're not going to settle for anything less. Amen? Well, just whatever you want to do, dear Jesus, do it. You know? No. Again, breakthrough. It's force through. Force through. Say force through. That means you're going to run through it. You're going to run. Amen? Praise God. Because every one of us have an anointing. I believe this is going to be a year of increased anointing. Come on now, increased anointing. That's a spiritual word. What is it? It means God's ability on the inside of you. Anointing, praise God. We used to sing that song, anointing, fall on me. Which is okay, but the anointing's on the inside of me. Hallelujah. My daughter Donna came up with something the other day, and in fact, it was last Sunday night, I think. She said, you know, Dad, why do we say, come Holy Spirit, when he's already here? Right. We used to sing that song, come Holy Spirit. I said, that was a pretty song. Right. Amen? It gets our attention on the Holy Spirit. But the fact is that the Holy Spirit's already came, and he's in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, the anointing is inside of you. God's ability is inside of you. You're not operating on your natural ability. You've got to become God inside minded. That's powerful. It's powerful. So we should be able to consider not the things of old and step into breakthrough because, amen, as Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above everything that we dare ask or think according to the Holy Spirit, the power, the anointing that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In fact, with God inside of you, you're like a magnet that draws blessing. The goodness of God. Everything. Oh, glory to God. How about the shield of favor? A shield of favor around about us. Powerful. So we can have breakthrough. Amen? In every area of our life. Now, see, it's been Satan's mission, all right, to restrict us in every type of blessing, okay? In other words, to decrease us in every dimension, all right? Ever since you were conceived, he has packaged everything for your downfall. So we do have an enemy. I think of Moses, how, of course, it happened in Jesus' day, too, when he was born. Killed all the male babies to get rid of the king of the Jews, the Messiah. But if you think, read the story of Moses, you'll find out that Moses was called of God. Amen. And we understand this, that even in his mom's womb, he was anointed to be a deliverer, hallelujah, of Israel. So therefore, the enemy, from before he was even born, tried to get rid of Moses. Tried to destroy Moses. And of course, thank God for a godly mother that hid him in the bulrush. Amen. Put him in a basket. And God spared his life. But even growing up in Pharaoh's palace and so on and so forth, and he ended up killing the Egyptian and everything that he went through, you could see the enemy trying to stop the deliverer. To stop the deliverer. But praise God, God cannot stop you. No. Hallelujah. Man, you've been set in motion to deliver people. Yeah. To preach the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. To set the captives free. The same anointing that was on Jesus is upon you. Hallelujah. And the anointing of increase, the anointing of purpose, the anointing that Jesus had, you have. Praise God. Because you have the same Holy Spirit. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 54. Verses 2 and 3. And this was to the children of Israel. Many times they became complacent. And I think the church has become complacent in dealing with the devil, in witnessing, in praying for souls, for doing what we're supposed to do. Just, you know, let's see what God's going to do. No, but God had to deal with the children of Israel the same way that he has to deal with us. In other words, he takes a hold of us and shakes us. Amen. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Now, as we read this scripture, I want you to think about, you know, we've been talking about increase and new beginnings, some things that God has been speaking to your heart about and have you enlarged. And really, it's enlarging your thinking. It's changing your thinking for increase. Hallelujah. And so when God told Israel, enlarge the place of your tent, your dwelling, he says, get ready for something new. And let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Expand. Don't do the same thing you did last year. Expand into new areas. Expand into your thinking. Because God is with you. The anointing is with you to increase. Amen? If you're making so much money this year, the anointing is on you to increase financially. So you have to expand. What can you believe God for? I mean, if you're doing vision boards. All right? If you put a number on there, how much you want to make this year? Well, you know, I'm on a fixed income. Who fixed it? Who fixed your income? The government? Hey, God... God is a God of increase. We prosper according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. All through the Bible, God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to us in abundance. So whatever we need, amen, we'll have ample supply. Glory to God. The anointing of God to increase financially in every other way. It says, do not spare. In other words, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't get your thinking bigger, okay? Strengthen your stakes. What does that mean? Your foundation. Get back into the Word of God. Build a broader and deeper foundation in the area of financial prosperity, in health, or whatever. If you're going to enlarge, if you're going to have to get into the Word of God and get God's Word to explode on the inside of you. We call that revelation knowledge. Amen. And that's what's going to cause you to increase. Hallelujah. I like Andrew Womack. He says, if you do what God tells you to do, it's effortless change. It's effortless change. Because you're changed from the inside out. You feed yourself on the Word of God, on increase, on vision and dreams that God has given you. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, oh, hallelujah, for you shall, not maybe, you shall expand to the right and to the left, and even your descendants will be touched. Hey, glory to God. Your children and your children's children will be blessed by the decision you make this year to increase in your spirit, in everything. Amen. Glory to God. Now, expansion, multiplication, and enlargement. See, God created everything with a capacity to grow. And if you become stagnant, it's not God's fault. Amen. It's not God's fault. You know, Jesus in Mark chapter 4 talks about the parable of the seed and the sower. And if you go through that, and we're not going to read that today, but I mean, that's a sermon in itself. Your ground, your heart, you determine what happens to that seed that falls in your life, the seed of the Word of God. Hallelujah. If it's shallow, it's just going to blow away. It's just going to not take root and begin to grow. So it's sometimes we have to cultivate that soil of our heart. Amen. Break up the fallow ground, the Bible says in the Old Testament, and make sure that our hearts are pure, that we're hungry for God, that we're doing everything that we possibly can because God is in the growth process. Glory to God. And again, his seed always works. It depends what kind of ground it gets planted into. Say, I'm good ground. I'm good ground to prosper. I'm good ground to receive good health. Hallelujah. To increase on every side. All right, let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. It says, but the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines even brighter or ever brighter until the perfect day. In other words, every step that you take, every day should be brighter. Every day should be more powerful than the day before. Amen? That speaks of enlargement and the process of growing in the things of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, we should not have a down day as a Christian. Every day should be exciting. Every day should be, but you don't understand, you know. There have been those that were martyred and so on and so forth. You know, people always wants to take us back to that. And we, you know, Jesus talks about, you know, if they were against me, they're going to be against you. All right? You're going to suffer for righteousness' sake. Yeah, I mean, all of that is true. All of that is true. But I was reading a part of, in a book early this morning when I was getting, I don't know what led me over there, but the spirit of faith, and you can read it in Hebrews, that were even on those that didn't see the blessing materialize in their lifetime. But they were so full of faith. They were so dominated by faith and expectancy that they rose above persecution. They rose above, all of the stuff that they had to go through. And many of them died believing in that land, praise God, that God had provided. But again, it says in that portion of scripture that God has chosen better things for us. Hallelujah. See, they were examples, the great hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Read that part. Amen. How women received the dead raised and they quenched the mouths of lions. And oh, I tell you, just powerful. Amen. But they kept their confession. Hallelujah. They kept their belief. They believed God, even the three Hebrew children. I mean, if you think about the fiery furnace that was in front of them, and they would not bow. Therefore, they did not burn. Glory to God. Why? Because, praise God. See, we have to have that same tenacity that we're going to leave the old stuff behind and that we're going to press into what God has for us, regardless of the lion's den, regardless of the fire in front of us, whatever, because as Jesus showed up as the fourth man in the fiery furnace, he's showing up for you. Yeah. Amen? No matter what you're going through, he's going to show up for you every time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at Psalms chapter 35, verse 27. It says, but give great joy to those who came to my defense, and let them continually say. Say continually say. Continually say. I like this. Let them continually say, great, great. Come on, great. 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 Okay. Great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servant with peace. That peace is Hebrew shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Hallelujah. Right, come on. Get some shouts from the back. Hallelujah. Even up. That's Nathan. She's saying amen from the glory to God. Media. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Let them continually say, great is the Lord. Say, great is the Lord. Who delights in blessing me with peace this very day. Glory to God. All right, we know what 3 John says, right? Beloved, I pray that you may prosper, that's increase, in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul, again, guarding your heart, keeps well and prospers. Increase. There's no reason why we can't increase as a church this year. Amen. We should be busting out of the doors, glory to God, by the end of the year, before. Hallelujah. He'll just come and stay at church all day long. Amen. When I get tired of preaching, I'll just turn over to Pastor Mike, and when he gets tired, we'll turn over to Pastor Judy, and we'll just keep going. Amen. One group will go out, another group will come in. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you watch the Stand with Rodney Howard Brown? They've had church every night for how many years now? Almost 1,000 nights or something like that. Man, church open every night. You want to get busy? Oh, Pastor, I don't have time. What do you mean you don't have time? Hallelujah. Alex would have to be here leading worship every day. No, just kidding. See, we have to have more worship leaders, more helpers, more. We're praying for a revival. What does that look like? Amen. I remember when Pensacola revival broke out, and we were down there, and Assembly of God Church, and just on Father's Day, the power of God hit, and from then on, it was people kept from all over the world came to that church. Amen? Powerful. And what did that look like? The doors were open almost every night of the week. Morning sessions. God, give us revival. That's why you need to join the team. Get in class next week. Amen? So we're going to need you. Amen. So we're talking about enlargement. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every hurdle, every hindrance, every battle that Satan has put in your life will become a catapult, glory to God, to enlarge you, to increase you, and move you into your destiny. Hallelujah. Everything that you've had to go through in the past, let it be a catapult to push you into greater season of increase and new beginnings. Come on, stand to your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for increase. Say, I'm increasing right now. Now. Devil, you hear me? I increase now. I walk in divine health now. I prosper in every area now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And do a little dance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to bow your head. Glory to God. If you're here, Pastor Judy, you want to come up? Okay. We talked about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you love Pastor Judy? Yeah. Amen. Come on, give her a hand. Yeah. Hallelujah. I get my instructions from the side. No, just kidding. I better listen. Yeah, that's right. Amen. I better listen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, you men. Come to the marriage seminar and you'll find out. Happy wife, happy life. Glory to God. And again, I encourage you to sign up, you married people, and because we all need help. Ask Pastor Judy. I need all the help I can get. Hallelujah. I don't know. You know. How do you get an altar call like this? Praise God. Amen. Listen, if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you know, you're not going to have joy. You're not going to have peace. There are more suicides. Every day you hear of people killing themselves, killing their family members, all this kind of stuff. All over in every state, you just hear it in the news. Because people are not happy. People are hopeless. But we don't have to be among those people who are hopeless. Because we have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who cares about every one of us. He went to the cross to die for us. Amen? We don't understand, you know, especially our young people, what they go through now. With social media and stuff. I mean, just attacked from their minds, from physical, every angle, emotionally. That's why we need Jesus. Jesus is a fix for our world today. And if you're here today, if you've never accepted him into your heart and your life, I'm going to invite you to do that. We had a gentleman, you know, a few weeks ago who came and on the way out, he said, Pastor, I said that prayer. And he'd been in church. You know, there are people that go to church all their lives and they haven't received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Don't be a one, especially if you're coming to our church. We want to make sure that you say that prayer from your heart and you mean it, because you'll have everlasting life. So say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come before you today and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I am in need of a Savior. Dear Jesus, thank you for going to the cross and dying in my place. And now, Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. And I thank you that you have heard my prayer and that right now I have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.